Adams, Adamley, Adamowski, Bueller, Burns, Burns, Burns. Joe, where are you going with that mic in your hand?
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
We're only talking 2 minutes. That's a great thing about this show. If the song comes on and you don't like it, be quiet. It'll be over in less than 2 minutes here.
Class is in.
This is the Rock School Radio Show on the Rock School Radio Network. My name is Joe Burns. You are?
Tammy Burns.
This show is being brought to you in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the CPB. However, I might not be able to say that to you again for, you know, ever. But that's for another show. This show, let's just have a little bit of fun. I love when I get into music discussions with people over lunch. I think people go to lunch with me because they want to sit and talk music.
Good times.
And it comes up that every so often, like, this parlor game comes out of it. Here was the parlor game that came out of this one. School's back in, so, you know, going to lunch some more.
Yeah,
okay,
all right, I love
here
it.
Here we go. Name songs that are under 2 minutes. That's what the guy came up with. And the thing is, my friend who knows punk is just going boom, 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 boom. And
oh.
I said, okay, stop. These things aren't fun if you can just name every, you know, song by a certain band. You know, like the Minutemen have got an album that every single song is under 2 minutes. Okay, fine. You don't think you're going to win with Jeopardy doing that, do you, huh? So what we had to do is we had to put rules to it.
Oh, okay.
You can only name a band one time. That's number one. They cannot all be punk bands.
Does it have to be a band?
It could be a band or an artist.
Okay.
Music, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It can't all be punk bands. You can't just simply say every song by the Ramones or every song by the Ramones live. One, two, three, four. Right? Plus, this was mine. You can't just state, look, the outro or the coda of something or the intro is a song unto itself. And we got into this discussion about One Foot Out the Door by Van Halen. Now, don't get me wrong, it's less than 2 minutes. But it's really just like the second half of an intro thing called Intruder.
Oh.
It's not two separate songs. So
okay,
it has to be a song in and of itself. It's got to be less than 2 minutes, and you're only allowed to mention a band once. So if you want to play this game, I have for you 35 songs.
What?
That are known bands. You just can't go, oh, there's a band I know that performs under a bridge in New Orleans and nobody knows about them but me. They live on drinking Sterno. No, you can't do that. It's got to be a band that people know. Somebody else at the table has to go, okay, I know who they are. Like, for example, Radiohead's I Will is 158. See,
wow.
I know who Radiohead is.
Wow.
All I Want by The Offspring, 146. See? The Smiths, please, please, please let me get what I want. 1 minute and 50 seconds, even with a mandolin solo.
I would think that a lot of the songs from the 1950s would be.
You would think.
Right?
You would think.
No?
But here's the thing about it, and this is what I kind of ran into when I was doing my research. When you were cutting records, songs,
mm-hmm,
to acetate.
Yes.
You only had 3 minutes. Now, you probably had some time either way, but you really only had 3 minutes. And the point was to make people feel as if they received their money.
Oh, okay.
So songs were created. And I guess it's just a research I found. It could be wrong, but this is what I thought was interesting about it. People would say, look, a hit has got to be about 2:45, what have you. What's the Billy Joel song, The Entertainer? If you gotta have a hit, you gotta make it quick. So they cut it down to 3:05. So that's why the songs don't sort of stop at 2. They went more because there was space to add more music. So for the sake of argument, can you come up with a song that's only 2 minutes long?
Well, the only person that I'm thinking about in my head, I can't get him out, is Tom Jones.
That makes me concerned for our marriage. Yeah. What's funny is Tom Jones has a bunch of them. What are you talking about? Which one?
Oh, the one, it's not unusual.
Yeah, that's right.
Not unusual to be loved by anyone.
That's right. You got Tom Jones syndrome. Oh, no, is that rare? That's not unusual.
Oh,
but yeah, that's
ow.
It. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to note these songs. I'm going to play them. And I really concern myself with time on this thing. But we're going to play them. We're going to come back. It's 2, so you're probably going to hear a ton of songs on this. By the way, this show is 59 minutes. 2 minutes go to commercial, which means there's a chance I could play 28 songs in this show. I won't, but I could. Tom Jones for 2 minutes.
It's not unusual you want to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual.
Okay, coming out of Tom Jones, let's keep going here. Nazi Punks F Off by the Dead Kennedys, back from 1981. It's on the In God We Trust Incorporated EP. Buzzcocks, Love You More, 1 minute 47 seconds, charted, believe it or not, at 34 in 1978. The Vines, Highly Evolved. I didn't know it, but I knew The Vines. And we'll give you one more here, The White Stripes. Fell in love with a girl. Boy, I love the Lego video. Here you go.
Can you have a hit at 2 minutes or less than 2 minutes?
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you what. I'll give you one that just about went to number one. Stay just a little bit longer. Okay, let's talk Simon and Garfunkel. April Come She Will is less than 2 minutes long. It's from the album Sounds of Silence, and it was the B-side to Scarborough Fair, which was not under 2 minutes. And by the way, it also appears on the Graduate soundtrack album. However, if you said to a friend and you said, hey, Simon and Garfunkel, a song that's under 2 minutes, April Come She Will, you know, somebody like me would know it, but a lot of people wouldn't.
And I would have never thought they had anything that was 2 minutes and under.
I'll make you a bet you know this one, the 59th Street Bridge song, Hello Lamppost, What You Knowin'? I Come to Watch Your Flowers Growin'. Let's take this one into the first break. Simon and Garfunkel on Rock School. Thank you.
down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Coming into the first break, you know, we never play a song in a break. We never do.
No.
We're only talking 2 minutes. That's a great thing about this show. If the song comes on and you don't like it, be quiet. It'll be over in less than 2 minutes here. I talked about at the beginning of the show, the Minutemen. They have that album, Double Nickels on the Dime, that every song is under 2 minutes. It's from 1989. Here's Vietnam on Rock School. Here's another one if you're playing the game with somebody. Queen has a song called Lazing on a Sunday Afternoon. That's only a minute and 8 seconds. Pixies, Allison, 1 minute and 17 seconds, 1990s, man, you like bossa nova, there you have it. And then the Misfits have one called Hybrid Moments from 1978 from their album Static Age. Now, we'll come back here in a minute, and we'll play a song that's 2 minutes long, and it's one that you actually know. So if you're going to play this game, keep this show in mind so that you can just keep rolling these out of your head, and people will be shocked to no end. Who's listening to us?
That would be WYNO, SUNY Oswego.
And again, just remember, if you don't like the song, hold tight. It'll be over in 2 minutes. Back in a minute here in Rock School. All right, playing songs that are less than 2 minutes if you want to get into this fight. Once again, here are the rules. The song has to be less than 2 minutes. You can only name one band. You can't just keep going, Minutemen, 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 Minutemen. The song must be a complete tune, not the intro or outro of a song. And my rule, you just can't keep naming punk songs. It's got to be other stuff that people know. So you ready to go? Here we go. The Replacements. I know, punk. They've got an album called Sorry Ma, Forgot to Take Out the Trash, and there's a song called Customer that people actually like.
Dave's wrong.
I'm in love with this girl that wants to stop it. I'm not a customer.
The New York City Jesus and Mary Chain, that's from Stoned and Dethroned, 1994. And the Foo Fighters have got one from their album In Your Honor, 2005. It's called Hell. And the one we're going to play, Cat Stevens.
What?
From the album T for the Tiller Man. 1 minute and 6 seconds. Don't go away. It's only 1 minute and 6 seconds. Here you go. Okay, you talked about the idea that songs in the 1950s all had to be so short. And you're right. There are some songs that are absolutely short in that. However, because of the space that was on the records to give people more money, or give people something for their money, they recorded past 2 minutes. So Buddy Holly's in 1958 song Rave On, it was under 2 minutes. It was 1 minute and 54 seconds. However, I'm, you know, when I looked, the rest of them were over 2 minutes there. Sweet Sweet by Smashing Pumpkins on Siamese Dream, 1993. That was only 1 minute and 38 seconds. Nirvana, there's a band you probably know. From In Utero, they have a song called Very Ape. Sounds like this. I'm you consider Nirvana a punk band? A lot of people do. Yeah, I know, grunge. But a lot of people consider them a punk band. But what I'm going to do is go to a punk band. Here's the Ramones from 1976. Judy is a punk. You don't like the Ramones? Well, first of all, are you crazy? Number two, it's over in less than 2 minutes. Here you go. The Judy's out of the way. Let me give you another one. Pigs on the Wing, Part 1 from Pink Floyd's Animals. That's another one.
If you didn't care, what happened to me? And I didn't care for you. We would zigzag away through the bottom of pain. Occasionally glancing up through the rain, wondering which of the bug is to blame. And watching for pigs on the wing.
And the one we'll play into the bottom of the hour. Do you remember They Might Be Giants? When I think of They Might Be Giants, mm-hmm. all that comes into my head is Istanbul is now Constantinople. Now it's
right.
Istanbul is now Constantinople. It just drives me nuts. It's from Apollo 18, 1982. It's called Dig My Grave. Tammy, this is giving me heart palpitations.
Why?
It is. I got a bad heart. You know that already.
Then stop playing 2 minute songs.
I got a knicker ticker. It's absolutely terrible, but it's timing. This show goes out to affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
And when we perform the show, it's 9 breaks and it's got to end exactly at 59 minutes with 2 minutes for commercials.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
I am normally so specific on time, my brain hurts. Because of what we're doing here, I ain't got it. I can't do all the mathematics and such. So I'm just sort of kind of going, all right, this is somewhere around this area, so I think we're at the bottom of the hour right
just
now.
Just pretend. Just write some numbers down,
okay.
Add them up,
yeah.
Make yourself
yeah.
feel good.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do 7 days and 70 seconds, but first, here's the Jimi Hendrix experiment from Axis Bold as Love 67. Ain't no telling. Oh, Tammy, it is driving me insane. I can barely stand myself.
Wow.
I gotta have more time.
Welcome to my world.
Why is that your world?
I don't know. It just sounded nasty.
It did. Here you go. Bottom of the hour. Here's 7 days and 70 seconds. Here be the dates. September 8th through September 14th, 1977. You got Monday, Tammy. Go.
It's September 8th, 1989. Rapper Keith Cowboy Wiggins of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five yeah. dies from an overdose. Wiggins performed in his army fatigues and marched around the stage. The band would yell hip hop when he did it. It's believed that's where the term came from.
September 9th, 1975, Paul McCartney and Wings begin a world tour. All of the shows in the United States were recorded and then released as Wings Over America.
September 10, 1999, the space known as Standing on the Corner Park opens in Winslow, Arizona. It was created because of the Eagles song, Take It Easy, and guess what?
We've been there.
Yep.
Yep. We tried to play, I even brought my guitar. We tried to play Standing on the Corner, and a bunch of people said they'd join in, but there was like a curio shop across the way that was selling Eagles junk. And they would not shut their music off.
They never stopped it.
It was blaring. September 11th, 1971, the Jackson 5 cartoon series, The Jackson 5, debuts on ABC. In the cartoon, Michael had two pet mice. They were named Ray and Charles.
I love that.
Yeah.
September 12, 2010, Lady Gaga wears a dress made of raw meat to the 2010 MTV Video Music Awards. Both PETA and the New Jersey Butchers Association warned against trying it yourself, but for different reasons.
September 13th, 1965, the Beatles released the song Yesterday in America. It becomes their 10th number one hit and would go on to become the most covered song ever and arguably the best known Beatles song. September 14th, 1977, Cheryl Lynn appears on The Gong Show and sings You Are So Beautiful. CBS Records signs her, and she has a big hit with Got to Be Real.
I love that song.
And that wraps up 7 days in 70 seconds, the longest speak there is going to be on this show without playing a two-minute song. David Bowie, on his debut album, has a song that's 1 minute and 51 seconds, Breaking Glass. Jeff Lynne, on his Armchair Theater album, has got Save Me Now, that's 1 minute and 50. Elvis Costello has Hoover Factory, from Taking Liberties, 2007. And Captain Beefheart has got Telephone, track 9 from the album, Dock at the Radar Station, 1980. But since you mentioned all the songs in 1950s have got to be less than 2 minutes, I got another one. Eddie Cochran, Come On Everybody, Come On Everybody, 1958 here on Rock School. Second break, I hope, because I haven't been keeping time and it's driving me crazy. Now, look, that Eddie Cochran tune I didn't have downloaded. So I went to my favorite download site. I work in radio, so I have access to all these sites. And I showed her, here is Eddie Cochran's 16 greatest hits.
Mm-hmm.
There were only two songs that were under 2 minutes.
Right.
The rest of them were about 2.5, and that's what I found. Okay, let me tell you a few more here as we're in the second break. Willie Nelson, Heaven and Hell. It's 1 minute, 54 seconds. The Byrds, Old John Robertson, 1 minute, 49 seconds. Lenny Kravitz, Butterfly, 1 minute 51 seconds, and James Taylor, from Mudslide Slim and the Blue Horizons, Soldiers.
It was just after sunrise and down by the sea, down on the sand flats where nothing will grow, drum drumming and footsteps like a tale. I remember quite clearly when I got out of bed, I said, oh, good morning, what a beautiful day.
And there's James Taylor, but you say to yourself, Joe, that was 35 songs. Yeah, I know. No. You said you had 35 songs. You're not done with the show. No, because this is what happened. Because we're idiots. One person said, okay, if you're so smart with your 2-minute songs, name songs that are under a minute.
No.
A minute? Yeah, it's got to be a fully formed song, front to back, same thing.
No.
You cannot, 1 minute song, and it's got to be by people you know, and it's got to be a song that someone would know.
Why would you play this?
Okay, now start thinking. Who's listening to us?
Rocks Networks, rocksnetworks.co.uk.
Okay, back in a minute. Think, you have a minute. I immediately came up with 2 songs under a minute, and I'll play one of the ones that I came up with. Tammy, you think too. Back in a minute here on Rock School. Coming out of the break, we have changed the rules of the game. You must now name songs that are under 1 minute. I don't expect you to get one, but Tammy?
What?
Do you have one? Yes.
Oh, my gosh. The only thing I can think of is the Beatles song.
They have 3.
I should have. Yes, but it says Majesty.
That's right. It's Her Majesty from the end of Abbey Road. That's it. But if you want to be real specific, Wild Honey Pie is under a minute. Dig It is under a minute. And the one you're talking about, Her Majesty.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I want to tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl. Someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah. Someday I'm gonna make her mine.
By the way, mentioning the Minutemen again, the Punchline is their debut album, and as far as I can see, none of their 18 songs are over a minute. Warren Zevon has got a song called You Won't Leave. If You Won't Leave Me, I'll Find Somebody Who Will. It's only 44 seconds, and the thing is, it wasn't on one of his albums. You've got to get it off the anthology. Family Reunion by Blink-182. By the way, be forewarned, it is not safe for work. Give it to you again. Family Reunion by Blink-182. Do you remember George Carlin's 7 Dirty Words bit?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else got a song under a minute? Well, the band Yes has a song on Fragile called 5% for Nothing. Coming out of Yes, the Dead Kennedys have a song called I Like Short Songs. You know, I wasn't able to find it as download if I can find it, because I want to get it, because all it is somebody go, I like short songs. I like short songs. I like short songs. That's all it is. If I can find it, I'm going to stuff it in here somehow. Minor Threat. Everybody knows this one. This is one that actually came up. Minor Threat has a song called Straight Edge. Okay. Sly and the Family Stone has a song called There's a Riot Going On. And it's only 4 seconds long.
What?
But it's 4 seconds of silence. Get the joke? There's a riot going on. Giggle, giggle, giggle. The Beastie Boys from Paul's Boutique have got a song that's less than a minute called Five Piece Chicken Dinner. Even know if that's a song. It's kind of one of those, you might remember this if you're close to my age. When rap first came out, if you listened to an entire rap album, there was 12 fully formed songs. And then for no good reason, there was 3 or 4 skits thrown into it.
Right.
And I don't know that those skits are songs. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah. What else do I have here? Jethro Tull from Minstrel in the Gallery, 1975. There's a song called Grace. That's less than a minute. Fertilizer by Frank Ocean. Now, here's where somebody fights with me. Paul McCartney has a song called The Lovely Linda for his wife who passed. It's 42 seconds. However, you said, Joe, you can only use a band once. You used Her Majesty. See, but that's not Paul McCartney. That's the Beatles.
Oh.
Can I do that?
Well, you can. It's your show. You can do what you want.
Okay, good. The Lovely Linda. Coming out of that one. And by the way, here's another dumb piece of trivia. Which Beatle never had a solo number one hit? And you say, well, they all did. No. Blatantly, George Harrison did. Blatantly, Ringo Starr did. He had 3 or 4 of them. In fact, I think he was the first one to have back-to-back number ones. Whatever Gets You Through the Night went to number one for John Lennon. To which people go, no, wait a minute. McCartney had a bunch of number ones as a solo artist. No, he didn't. Because all of those number ones were listed as Wings.
Oh,
that's going to upset.
Man.
That's going to upset
man.
Somebody. Parachutes by Coldplay. I still think we should do a Rock School picture where we play Coldplay. And then we come up on the screen and you and I duck.
Is it still funny?
I don't know. That's a good question. It may have run its course. May have run its course. Pablo Cruz's Avalanches, and the one we're going to finish on, Black Sabbath, has got a song that's under a minute. It's called Embryo. Not kidding. Rest in peace, Ozzy. Man, you made a lot of people happy. So I hope I can edit this up to perfect time. If I can't, you'll never know, because I will fight. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Tammy Burns.
That'll do it. Play the game. See how many people can answer these without having a piece of paper in front of them. Class is dismissed.
and I gotta plead a honor. Don't you know that I'm loving you? And I gotta plead a baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me?